Documentary.
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 You know, I think the cool thing with documentaries is the whole term mock doc, which is so popular now. Used to, you know, explain a documentary style film that isn't actually factual or isn't, you know, cinema verite or something. A true documentary style. It's actually scripted or whatever. I just thought that was a really clever name. I like clever things. Documentary.
So I'm a huge fan of a film, and you know, being a fan of film, you got to watch documentaries because there are very good documentaries. They're very, very good documentaries. But one documentary in particular that I saw just recently, rented it, called The Life of My Oozing Boil, was really just not up to snuff with some of the documentaries I've seen. Really interesting camera work done by the guy, just wonderful framing shots of this oozing pussy boil. And, you know, just what it would do during a day.
Yeah.
Eating a bowl of hot oats.
Sure.
Swedish massage.
Ooze some in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, definitely some oozing time in the afternoon. Watch Friends and then go to bed. It's really kind of a full day for a oozing boil. But I really thought it lacked a visual integrity.
Sure.
Really. That's about it.
Documentary. I remember very clearly I was graduating from high school. My little brother was graduating from eighth grade. My little brother had many parties. I had none, at least none that involved my family. I didn't tell my family about any of the graduation parties. But my little brother had his party at his friend Steven's house. And the party was, you know, it was like 11 o'clock. They decided to get a video for the kids. And they rented Hoop Dreams. They knew the kids liked basketball, so they rented Hoop Dreams. And I just remember very clearly this look of fury on my mother's face when she came home. And, you know, I hadn't been doing anything that night, so I was hanging out at home. Just, this Hoop Dreams is horrible. It tells kids that their basketball dreams won't happen. Why did they think people were going to watch that? I don't know. Well, that is okay. Documentary.
Documentary.
Someday I'm going to have my own ice cream truck, but I guess for now this hot dog cart will have to do.
Someday, son. Someday you will have your own ice cream truck. I feel it. When I pat your shoulder as like that, I can just tell that the son that I'm patting is one that's going to have his own ice cream truck.
Well, thank you for giving me my big break in the food service industry. I know it's a tough gig to break into, and you know, I'm really glad that you took the time to. I mean, I hope I'm a promising youngster to you know give me my start. I really appreciate that.
No problem, son.
So, where do I get started? Should I do beaches, or you think maybe that's not a good idea because it's hot? You know, it's hot at beaches, and hot dogs are hot, so maybe people won't want them. Where's a good place to go?
Beaches is perfect, son.
Oh,
what
good.
We have to do is ice down the hot dogs.
Oh.
See, we serve it in a cup of ice.
Yeah.
So that it's refreshing, cool, and a taste treat all at the same time.
Okay, well, maybe we could cut corners by never making the dogs hot in the first place. I'm sure somebody's tried that and probably sprained something terrible. I was just, you know.
My father was the one that tried that.
Was he really?
He's dead.
I'm sorry, sir. I had no idea.
It's okay. Just think before you speak in the future, son. Everything's been tried before. Follow my advice closely and you won't get hurt like my father did.
Closely from here on in.
Heat the hot dogs till they are completely hot.
Okay.
Then put them on ice until they are completely cold.
What about the relish? Will the relish still be good? Mustard, cold mustard, is that okay? Can you do that?
Everyone knows you leave the condiments out in the sun for 18 hours before serving.
Okay. Well, I know that now. 18 hours, so I better get started pretty soon if I want to.
Here comes a customer.
I've only left them up. Okay. Hello, sir. Would you like a nice hot cold hot dog?
Shh. Rasputina. This is the most wonderful graduation cotillion I've ever been to.
I'm glad you like it.
You're hip and edgy.
If you only knew how hip and edgy I was.
You know, I know you've been at my high school now for 37 years.
Yes, every one better than the last.
And you've won the poetry award 3 times in 37 years that you've been there.
Three solid, beautiful moments.
But I must admit that despite our gaping age difference, you being 54, myself being 17, your dark eyeliner and gauzy, ill-fitting dress, well, I feel the stirrings of first love.
Reminds me of a poem I once wrote back when I was doing 10th grade for the 15th time. The poem went something like this. Oh. Oh. Oh, oh, oh. Age. Oh, oh, oh.
Rasputina.
Yes.
You sexy, sexy.
Oh, we got roaches. I thought this was finally going to be the place where we weren't going to have roaches, but we've got roaches.
You didn't want roaches?
No!
Oh, man.
You specifically sought this place out for having roaches?
Well, I was in the middle of doing stuff, and you were like, go find a new place, and I thought you said make sure it has roaches,
not make sure
it doesn't have roaches. I just misheard you. Well, we're locked in now for 6 months, so we'll just have to make the best of it. I'm really sorry. I was trying to do what was right.
I guess you're probably just doing your best.
I was doing my best.
Well, I think I'll go get a drink of water.
Wait, well, hold on. Hey, could you get us a drink of water?
Yeah, there you go.
See, look at that.
Well, I guess that's not so bad. These are helpful roaches, if nothing else.
Right. Helpful disease-carrying little bastards.
Hey, we want our human sacrifice by noon tomorrow.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of the human sacrifice angle there, Toby.
Maybe so. We can use it to get out of the lease.
Oh, yeah, and the clause on the lease says you can't use that to get out of your lease.
Aw, geez.
These are smart, legally minded. They're jurisprudent. They know the law. These roaches.
Are we actually renting from the roaches?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Well, I figured if you wanted roaches, what better to do than get a big roachy landlord?
Oh, no.
You ever seen a roach with plumber's butt?
So that's why we're living inside of an old orange.
Yes.
Oh, no. Let's get a soda.
Okay.
Well, he looked reasonably happy when we completed the sale, I guess. How did I do?
Well, son, you did okay for your first time, but there's a couple pointers that I must advise you on.
Please advise me. Advise away.
First, you've got to have a shtick in this industry. Now, try this on for size. When the next customer comes by, you hand him or her hair, their hot dog, and then as they walk away, say, thanks, Scooter, and smack their ass.
Okay,
That'll give your business that special extra touch that the competition won't have.
Personalizing it, right? You know,
right. You know, nobody can remember every iced hot dog they eat in their life. But if you add that special savoir faire, then they're going to see, God damn it, that was the best iced hot dog I've ever tasted.
Okay. Well, here comes somebody. I'm just going to hand him the hot dog and work on butt slapping this time. A hot dog for you, sir. And let me just say,
ow.
Sir, you've got Velcro all over your butt. What's the deal?
That's their Velcro
that?
Pants. They're hot. Hip and edgy.
Well, I've got little tiny hooks on my hand. And
my daughter bought them for me. Rasputina is such a good daughter. Always trying to keep daddy up on the fashions.
Well, sir, could you maybe stop walking? I have to get back to my hot dog cart, and I have to take a moment to think. Okay.
You got ice in my hot dog.
Yes, that's, you know, it's a beach, it's warm, you know.
Son, I work for Starbucks Coffee.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to inform you of a copyright infringement.
A copyright?
Yes, you're infringing on Starbucks Coffee original Frappafurter. Iced hot dog drink.
Oh, jeepers.
What are you talking about? This is our original product.
Well, Starbucks has been serving these for 15 minutes now. Haven't you seen all the ads? The Frappafurter.
Well, I'm glad you're not cowed by it, but I sure am.
I'm sorry. I think it's clever. I wish I had thought of it.
You'll be hearing from our lawyers soon. Although, how old is your son? How old is your son?
He's 18. I like it.
Your son is 18. What is your name, boy?
Oh, my name is Dominic.
Perhaps your Dominic and my Rasputina can be wed in a medieval-like joining of forces.
Then we will have an empire of Frappafurters and overpriced coffee drinks.
Does he like goth chicks?
He loves them.
Oh, gee, Rasputina. I can't believe you just did that.
What, that I ate a bat?
That's all I do. I eat bats all the time.
You're a sexy, 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 pallid, pasty, white, black-wearing
Hand me another
goddess.
Bat.
Oh, man, my hand was still there. I'm bleeding, Rasputina. I love you so much, Rasputina.
I love you too. Our love will never be separated. Not by anything. Not even my overpowering father.
Rasputina?
Yes, father. You are so overpowering.
Oh, is that your overpowering father, Rasputina?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no. I'm going to hide under your billowy dress. Hide me in your cape. Your cloak.
Stay close to me where we will never part.
Rasputina?
Yes.
Come here and meet this young man. Rasputina, I'd like you to meet Dominic. Dominic Rasputina.
Let me say from the start that I'm no happier about this than you are.
Oh, I will shake your hand, only to bite it off later when you least expect it.
Oh, that Rasputina. Such a scam.
Ow. I love the pain. It's what fueled me through high school.
So, Dominic, isn't Rasputina beautiful for a 57-year-old woman? 54?
I don't know if that's the question we should be asking at that point. I was thinking of something a little more along the lines of... There are roaches in my drink!
Well, you know...
No, I don't. Did you get me a roach milkshake again?
No, I got you a Starbucks Frappafurter. It's got meat in it. Perhaps the roaches are meatitarians. Hey, roaches!
Yeah.
Are you meatitarians?
Yeah, we love meat.
Meatitarians, they're eating your Frappafurter.
Huh? I don't even like roaches. I'm not sure how that rumor got started. Well, isn't there...
busy playing some Hendrix, and you told me to find an apartment without roaches. I thought you said find an apartment with roaches.
We need our weekly allowance of smothered kittens.
Ah, no! I like kittens!
Yeah, we like them too, but only to devour them. But we don't like to put up a fuss, so we just like you to pre-smother them. Thanks. Thanks.
Pre-smothered kittens? Where do we get pre-smothered kittens? I know where to get, you know, ready to smother kittens.
Father, I don't know why I'm letting you overpower me seeing as you're 84 years old.
Shut up, Rasputina. You're going to marry this young man and... Oh my sweet Christ!
That's right, I've smothered a kitten.
And I'll do it again if you make me marry this Dominic man and not my true love, who's currently hiding underneath my billowy dress.
Hey, that's what I was talking about. I saw the extra pair of legs, the kitten I'm used to. Dominic?
I'll find another pair of legs for her if you make us get married. Because it's not right for kids not to be able to control their destiny, even when they're not technically a kid, only in a really creepy sense.
Think of the Frappa Frank.
Frappa.
Further. The Zappa Further. The Franken Zapper.
The Frank Zappa Further.
Well.
The Frankenheimer.
When you
think about the Frappa Further.
You put it that way.
Now look at her. Isn't she?
I'll eat your face.
Valid.
Every day, slowly, starting at the ear.
I'm
till it's all gone, then I'll lick your muscles. Clean of the blood.
I'm really placed in a tough position. On one hand, I've got, well, her true love, such as she experiences love, and my potential for love. And on the other hand, I've got the noble purpose of giving Frank Zappa's offspring something to do in life.
You know, Matt,
yeah.
I never thought we'd come down to living in a big, empty orange with a bunch of roaches, but I guess that's what happens when you're Frank Zappa's kids.
I didn't know either, Dweezil, but I don't think it's so good.
I say screw Moon Unit and her VH1 gig.
I would say that, too, if the roaches didn't have a gag order on me.
Yes. A ball gag?
Sorry about that, but you're just really a terrible celebrity. You're like Melissa Rivers, you know. You really shouldn't just be famous for any reason.
Hey,
you're only
up,
famous
Roach.
Through your parents.
I'm gonna squash you.
Ow! Yeah, good one.
Dun dun
dun dun.
I notice that the 12 o'clock crew is hovering right outside the window, so let us take off and let me thank you, the listener, for listening to another episode of What Jail Is Like. My name is Mark. With me is Ben.
Eric.
Whoa, Eric Yan, something which is no longer with him, something which is splattered all over the control board.
Sorry, kids. I'm really mad at you for not telling me about the X-Files. So somebody email me at least and tell me what happened on the X-Files.
Give us an email, whatjailslike@hotmail.com. Be back
Check
this time 2 hours earlier next week for another episode of What Jail Is Like. Stay tuned to WEFT all week long because it's a good idea. And you need some good ideas. Thank you very much for listening. Good night.